welcome to our weekly Vinyl Revival. Just sit back and relax for 45 minutes with your presenter, Albert Chan, broadcasting every Sunday night, featuring more forgotten tunes and rarities on Planet 104.6 FM in Auckland, New Zealand. Great hits from 1957 include Can't Wait for Summer by Steve Lawrence, or Shook Up by Elvis Presley, and Tammy by Debbie Reynolds. Here are the Ames Brothers performing their version with Joe Reisman and his orchestra, reaching number 5 on Billboard from July. her Chinese singing star of the 40s and 50s, the late Yao Li, 1922 to 2019, performing the Rusty Draper hit Let's Go Calypso with instrumental accompaniment from February 1957. Sadly, Yao passed away in Hong Kong back in July at the age of 96. And first up, Pennsylvania vocalist Joey Powers with his one-hit wonder Midnight Mary, reaching number 10 on Billboard from December 1963. Male vocal group Unit 4 Plus 2 begins the British pop with Concrete and Clay, reaching number 1 on the UK charts from February 1965, followed by Lonnie Donegan with his 1924 revival, Does Your Chewing Gum Lose Its Flavour, reaching number 3 on the UK charts from February 1959. This is Vinyl Revival.
Mother, I love you and I want to hold you tight. I'm under you. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night on.
Another is a dollar and a dime is a dime.
He's singing another chorus, but he hasn't got the time.
Singer, actress Rosemary Clooney, 1928 to 2002, begins our twin spin with the Stuart Hamblin composition, This Old House, with Buddy Cole's orchestra, a number one hit on Billboard from June 1954, followed by Brave Man, with Percy Faith and his orchestra, from Paramount Pictures' Red Garters, also starring Guy Mitchell, from February in the same year.
This old house once knew his children, this old house once knew his wife. This old house heard many shouts. Now he trembles in the darkness when the lightning walks about.
Ain't gonna need this house no longer. Ain't gonna need this house no more.
Ain't got time to fix the shingles. Ain't got time to fix the floor. Ain't got time to oil the hinges nor to mend the window pane. Ain't gonna need this house no longer. He's getting ready to meet the saints.
It's easy to live.
Calvert, the man with the golden trumpet, begins the musical interlude with the sketchy melody Donna with Norrie Paramore and his orchestra, issued in May 1954, followed by orchestra leader and arranger Billy Vaughan with his later dot single Pineapple Market from March 1967. tune into Vinyl Revival on Planet 104.6 FM in Auckland, New Zealand, broadcasting every Sunday night with more forgotten tunes than rarities, spanning from the 30s to the 60s and elsewhere. You can also download and listen online at planetaudio.org.nz/vinylrevival, or one word. Bloomington, Indiana guitarist Bobby Helms begins the country pop segment with Fraulein, released in December 1956, then charted on the Billboard pop charts at number 36 in October 1957. During the same week, My Special Angel peaked at number 7, followed by Dottie West with her RCA Victor release singing all about her husband Reno from August 1968.
Son of the tall one, so peacefully plays on the floor. cry. He's riding somewhere out there with his raven black hair and a heart that is loving and wild. He's so much a fire and with too much desire to be alone without a wife and a child. The horses are cunning, they soon will be running, and Reno will quickly be gone. There's no more waiting, no more hesitating. Oh, Reno, I'm coming back home. Wait, Reno.
Irvine Singing Star and actress Ruth Etting, 1897 to 1978, begins the Alphinsus track with Happy Days and Lonely Nights, accompanied by violin, Hawaiian guitar and piano, recorded in New York City on May the 24th, 1928. Cover versions from the 50s were by the Fontaine Sisters, 1954, Ruby Murray, 1955, and Connie Francis, 1958. This is Vinyl Revival.
One little do do do. Jones. Angela Jones.
Back to the early 60s from Nashville disc jockey and pop singer Johnny Ferguson with his MGM single Angela Jones, the number 27 hit on Billboard from April 1960. That song was written by the prolific songwriter, the late John D. Loudermilk, who also produced a single in February 1963. Big Bopper, born Giles Perry Richardson, begins the rock and roll segment with Chantilly Lace, reaching number 6 and spending 22 weeks on Billboard from August 1958. Sadly, Richardson was killed in a plane crash along with Buddy Holly and Richie Valens on February the 3rd, 1959. And the forgotten hits still just keep on coming.
Hello, baby. Yeah, this is the Big Bopper speaking. Oh, you sweet man.
Do I want? Will I want? Oh, baby, you know what I like.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down. Wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny. Make me spend my money. Make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's what I like.
What's that, baby?
Oh, honey.
Chantilly lace and a pretty face and a ponytail hanging down. A wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Lord, make the world go round, round, round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl. Make me act so funny, make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose or like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's the one I like.
What's that, honey? Pick you up at 8. And don't be late.
But baby, I ain't got no money, honey.
Oh, all right, honey, you know what I like. Chantilly lace and a pretty face, ponytail hanging down, a wiggle in the walk and a giggle in the talk. Low, make the world go round. Ain't nothing in the world like a big-eyed girl to make me act so funny. Make me spend my money, make me feel real loose like a long-necked goose, like a girl.
Oh, baby, that's what I like.
Yes, it's time for our mystery track, but let's hear it first and the details to follow.
Now a little old lady by the name of Ma Baker lived out of town on a one square acre in a little white house with a picket fence all around. Now out in the middle of a brand new lake is a little island of a one square
heard American teen singer Norris Wilson with his monument London rocker Ma Baker's Island, with Bob Moore's and his orchestra, The Flip Side of My Heart's in Mexico, written by John D. Loudermilk from December 1961. He released two more singles, Pink Daddy Roo and Honolulu, in 1962. The late Doris Day to close the show with her Columbia single Instant Love, with Frank DeVol and his orchestra, The Flip Side of Everybody Loves a Lover from June 1958. Her previous release, Teacher's Pet, did not reach the Billboard Top 40. Until 7, 10pm next Sunday, this has been your host Albert Chan signing off. Good night, everyone.
Your daily bread. Good night and go to bed.